you about this. A book came out a number of years ago called The American Way of Death.
Yes.
I think by Jessica Mitford. I don't know if you read it.
I read it.
But that was, I guess,
well,
you did it as an expose.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And the high cost of death. That's like the high cost for hospitalization and medical care these days. They're taking advantage of people. Yeah, it takes now for an average funeral $1,000 for a man to die. Years ago, $100 gave a person a good funeral. But what it is, the funeral profession as a whole, they've been unscrupulous as hell. You know, we have an animal that passes away. Well, we'd like to bury him in a nice little box because we have that feeling of respect towards him at that time. Yet again, they take a mother, a father, someone dies, well, we'll go over that out of reason in expenses to bury that person nicely. Yet again, the funeral director, he'll encourage you to do so. Knowing all that time, that money that he's encouraged you to spend on that funeral could be used to far better advantage, maybe for the feeding of a child, paying bills and so forth, after death. And to me, I'm like William Falk. He passed away, as you know. He told him to bury him in a wooden casket, wood box. The sooner his body returns to earth, the sooner his wishes will be fulfilled. Regardless of what may happen, other than cremation, we can spend thousands of dollars for copper caskets, copper vaults, and eventually, it may take thousands of years, but in time to come, that body is still going to return to earth as it did, as if it would have had done if buried in a wooden casket and a wooden box. Our old pioneer citizens, they've always buried in a wooden casket and a wooden box as a whole. And if there was a need for it, it'd be fine, but the need that we feel, the persons who are left behind, they themselves feel within themselves that they want to bury them as nicely as possible. And keep those remains as it were. But yet again, that's only for their lifetime. And the next generation coming on, they may have to give a darn. For the next and after that, it'd be doubtful they ever visit the gravesite. So it's just for the feeling within ourselves that we did our best in respect. But the funeral profession takes a hell of an advantage of people during the time of grief, and that is the greatest time to take advantage.
Yes. I guess there must be some kind of strong psychological urge for the survivors to at least make the show that the loved one was.
All right. Now here's another thing. You said show. Funerals these days and times, in my estimation, are like people with automobiles. Tom Jones, he'll buy him a Ford. Mr. What's-his-name, he'll buy him a Buick. The next one across the street, he'll buy him a Cadillac. All right. We'll go to a funeral and Mr. Smith, they'll bury him in a nice casket, wooden casket. There he's bought in the wooden box. Well, Mr. Jones across the street, remember his family, they'll bury him in his wooden casket with a steel vault. Then someone else wants to get a little bigger showing, and he'll bury the other one in a metal casket and a steel vault. And the next one wants to get above him, he'll buy him a copper casket, a copper vault. And the other one above that, or he'll go on a concrete.